Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, we're going to signify Sister G. Israel, and we'll get something going on while
Brother Yagda is spreading the books out, and we're seeking to get a couple things lined up in the broadcast. And that's a very important, it's important to talk about a memo came in. On this memo, we're going to see if we talk a little bit and bring this memo we got on the table about this called, what's her name? I'll butcher up her name in a minute. I mean, no question about it. Never be intentionally to butcher up her name on top part of Saturday, but we'll butcher up a name in a minute. Let's see what name this is, and we're going to see if we find out a little bit of history of what she has said and did. Her name is G. Israel. Kind of look on your computer for Gloria Steinem. Steinem. I need to know what she did, whatever she did. And she got a book out called The New Book of Life on the Road, Recount Her Life. And we want to leave it like that and see if you pull up. Her name is Gloria, GloriaSteinem. See, can you look her up, and I want to know what did she do that we all can read. I got this memo about her, so I need to know what she on. Gloria Steinem, Steinem. And her new book is called The New Book of Life on the Road, Recount Her Life. I need to know a little bit more about that. So, Sister G, I'm gonna talk a little bit and it's something about something she undid, and we want to find out what she undid and see what do that lines up with as we look at the top part of Saturday. So we'll leave it like that. So one thing about it, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, Yahshua BJLC Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, right there, Sister G. Israel. I got a memo saying peep at something about Gloria. What's her name again? What is her name?
Gloria Steinem.
Okay, good. Can you take a little peep and tell me what did she do to tie into the top part of the Sabbath day? What have she did that we can read? And I need the year of whatever she have did. I need her year. So let's see, can you pull her up and let this national audience hear exactly what she on and what did she do? Take your time there, Sister G. Israel. You on the clock. Come on.
Hold on a minute. This is from biography.com. Let's see here. This is updated from, hold on. This is updated, and it's this article. Let's see here. I'm on biography.com. It says here, Gloria Steinem, she was born in 1934. This is updated from biography.com, April 7th, 2020. Original from April 27, 2017. Social activist, writer, editor, and lecturer Gloria Steinem has been an outspoken champion of women's rights since since the 1960s, who is Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem became a freelance writer after college and grew more and more engaged in the women's movement and feminism. She helped create both New York and Miss magazines, helped form the National Women's Political Caucus, and is the author of many books and essays. So,
What do that word mean?
I don't know.
Look up that word feminist to see what that word means. What do the word feminist mean? She become a feminist. What that word means?
Feminism.
What that
is. Feminism, definition of feminism is the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes.
Oh, okay, so a feminist, what do the word feminist?
Belief in an advocacy of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. Express especially through organized activity on behalf of women's rights and interests.
Oh, so she's a feminist for women's movement. So Gloria, what's her last name again?
Steinem.
All right. So she's a activist for women's movement. Do they tell you anything else about her, G. Israel? Do they tell you anything else about Steinem? Okay. Well, I want to go down a little further. What else about her that we can read?
After the pioneering feminist. After finishing her degree in 1956, Steinem received a fellowship to study in India. She first worked for Independent Research Service and then established a career for herself as a freelance writer. One of her most famous articles from the time was a 1963 expose on New York City's Playboy Club for Show magazine. Steinem went undercover for the piece, working as a waitress or a scantily clad bunny, as they called them, at the club. In the late 1960s, she helped create New York Magazine and wrote a column on politics for the publication. Steinem became more engaged in the women's movement after reporting on an abortion hearing given by the radical feminist group known as the Red Stockings. She expressed her feminist views in such essays as After Black Power, Women's Liberation. In 1971, Steinem joined other prominent feminists such as Bella Abzug and Betty Friedan in forming the National Women's Political Caucus, which worked on behalf of women's issues. She also took the lead in launching the pioneering feminist Miss magazine. It began as an insert in New York Magazine in December 1971. Its first independent issue appeared in January 1972. Under her direction, the magazine tackled important topics, including domestic violence. Miss became the first national publication to feature the subject on its cover in 1976. As her public profile continued to rise, Steinem faced criticism from some feminists, including the Red Stockings, for her association with the CIA-backed Independent Research Service. Others question her commitment to the feminist movement because of her glamorous image. Undeterred, Steinem continued on her way, speaking out.
Good enough. That's good enough. But there, do they tell you exactly about our being a journalist and a social political activist and a what? Can you tell me that she was and a what was she for the black movement? She was a, it's another word we kind of, we leave it out about Gloria Steinem. What's her name? What's her last name again?
Steinem.
Steinem. Okay, something else we're leaving out. She was a political activist and a what? And she was a what? Is anything on your article can tell us? And she was something else on your article that I want to hear it read before we even say anything about it. She was something else that we can read. And so anything else about her that you're looking at that we can bring out the top five of Sabbath day about her? Or we just leave it like
this?
There's a
lot. There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of information here in this particular one. I can look at another source.
I was wanting to hear about her being a CIA agent. That's the point I was trying to get at from the get go.
That she worked with the CIA. I read that it said her association with the CIA backed Independence Research Service.
Oh, the part I was looking for, and you have said it. So Gloria Steinem, what's her last name again?
Steinem. Steinem.
Okay.
Steinem.
She was leader of the black women's movement, the feminist. And what's that definition of the word feminist mean again? She was the leader of it, and she was also a activist and a CIA agent. And what that word feminist mean, one more time, what that word mean?
I didn't read that she was the leader of the black.
It would be there in the reading that she the one organized the black women. She organized black women to be what she was related to as a feminist, a American feminist. And what that definition is again?
Okay, hold on a second. Feminism. Belief.
And what's that word?
Belief in and advocacy of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes, expressed especially through organized activity on behalf of women's rights and interests.
Oh! So she was promoting women's rights, and she was a political, a social political activist and a CIA agent. And what she promoted was the feminist of a movement. And once we go deeper, we'll see her on articles where she led the black women's movement in the 60s, when we dig down a little bit more on what she had on tape. So that's what she was.
I have some of the groups that she was a part of here. Steinem Life has been dedicated to the cause of women's rights as she led marches and toured the country as an in-demand speaker. In 1972, Steinem and feminists such as Congresswoman Bella Abzug Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm and feminist Betty Friedan formed the National Women's Political Caucus. It continues to support the gender equality and to ensure the election of more pro-equality women in public office. Other organizations Simon has co-founded in her vast career includes the Women's Action Alliance, which promotes non-sexist, multiracial children's education, the Women's Media Center in 2004, promotes positive images of women in media. Voters of Choice, 1977, a pro-choice political action committee, and the MIS Foundation for Women in the 1990s. She helped establish Take Our Daughters to Work Day, the first national effort to empower young girls to learn about career opportunities. I still don't see that, what you're referring to there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good enough. We want to just get that on the table, and we'll see which way it goes. We want to throw about two or three scriptures behind that, and we'll see which way it goes. So we found out that she was an activist, and she was a leader of women's movement. That was, she was a leader of in the 60s. God bless you. She was a leader of women's movement in the 60s and 70s, and she got a book out called, a book is called The New Book of Life, On the Road of Recount Her Life as a Journalist, Traveling in Early Reviews and good stuff like that. So that's good enough. We got enough on the table about her. So now we want to go into the Bible and do a little read. We open up in back in Ezra, chapter 7, and we'll look at 1 down to verse 8 there, G is real. Let's take a look at, let's do a little Bible on what we just got through. We go on to 2 Ezra 7, 1 through 8. 2 Ezra chapter 7, 1 through 8. Let's see what we can get out of this, and we'll deal with this a little bit later when we got more time to peep into her life. And let's see what it says in 2 Ezra 7, 1 through 8. What did it say there, Israel?
2 Ezra, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the ministering spirit which had been sent unto me the night before. Two. And he said unto me, Up, Ezra, and hear the words that I am come to tell you. Three. And I said, Speak on, my Yahuwah. Then said he unto me, The sea is set in a wide place, that it might be deep and great. Four. But put the case, the entrance were narrow and like a river. Five. Who then could go into the sea to look upon it and to rule it? If he went not through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? Six, there is also another thing. A city is builded and set upon a broad hill and is full of all good things. Seven, the entrance thereof is narrow and is set in a dangerous place to fall, like as if there were a fire on the right hand and on the left, a deep water. Eight, and on and one only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could but one man go there at once.
So saying to get to the kingdom, you cannot get to the kingdom by being side by side. Only way you can get into the kingdom that he got, he was telling Ezra, listen, the only way you won't be able to get into the kingdom, it has to be in order. One man must lead the way, meaning that if anybody on the side of him will fall off into the fire or they fall off into the river. But if that one man leads the way, then those that behind him will get to the same privilege as he's at. But the one man must lead the way to get to the kingdom. That's what he's saying. He's saying, Ezra, listen, Ezra, the one man must lead the way. That's what he got to do. He got to lead the way. Good. Now let's run over here and we're going to throw a couple of things on the table. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we'll read 11 until we get our point. Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we'll pick it up at verse number 11. So we just read that Ezra said, was told by the ministering spirit, now the only way that you're going to get to this kingdom, the only way you'll get to this kingdom, the one man must lead the way. That means can nobody be on his side or nobody be on his left side or his right side. So whoever will get to the kingdom, they must be behind him. Hold that point. Let me go another direction on that. Let me go back. Hold that point in 1 Corinthians 7 and 11. Let's find out a little bit more about that. Let's run back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. I need to find out a little bit more about that, because I'm still going to get on Gloria a little bit later about what Gloria put on the table. Because,
yeah, I'm still trying to find that because I don't see that. I don't see her starting anything with the black women.
Okay,
what you said. I'm still looking for it.
It will be a little bit later, so you might not see it now.
Okay.
But it will be a little later. You'll see the a movement was she the one organized blacks to. Matter of fact, they got pictures of her holding her hands up, saying power. And they got pictures of her. Matter of fact, we got more information on it, but we just want to throw a little bit out. She did lead a black feminist movement, but she was a CIA agent. So it's more about honor once we go. Yes, if you put a picture and see if you pull up this Gloria, and maybe we'll see somebody standing right next to her that look like me.
I know the picture.
So we'll get more on that later, but when you do pull her up, you'll see her organizing the black woman in the feminist movement once we dig into it. You know, I just want to just walk into it like I was surprised about, but I already look at it real carefully. I'm just trying to enlighten this national audience and be aware of. Now,
I have an article here that from blackfeminism.com that says, no, Gloria Steinem did not create black feminism. Gloria Steinem posed as Michelle Wallace to write and publish the landmark black feminist text. Black Macho and the Myth of the Superwoman, while displaying a screenshot of an anonymous blog post and the cover of an issue of Simon's Miss Magazine, she asserted that Wallace described Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth as ugly and stupid due to their support of black men. There's a lot of information about her on here. I mean, there's a lot. So we could dive deep into this.
Well, like I said, we'll get more on it, but I would just kind of want to walk into a little bit, although I'm looking at everything about it, but a lot of times I don't throw things on the table. Let the world catch up with some things, but the point of her being a CIA agent, she led one of the groups of black feminists. And when we dig more in it, we'll see that she was one of the leaders in establishing black movement feminists. And we found out the definition of feminist mean. What again? What that word mean again? Brother Yaga, you pull up a word called what that word mean again? Feminist. I want to pull up that word one more time. You know, it's just like going to a employment office, and they say, fill out this application and bring it back. And then you fill out the application, then they go over your application, and then they've done the research on you already, and then they ask you, where your last employment at? And I know they got your information. You say, well, I've been a cook for the last 20 years. Oh yeah, you've been a cook for the last 20 years. Then they'll say, well, what part are you leaving out? You was a cook down at the penitentiary in the last 20 years. That's the part you're leaving out. You was a cook, but you was a cook at the penitentiary. So I've been Dr. Homework on Gloria already. We just want to bring it out and see what part that everybody can read along at the same time. So what we're looking at is clearly what she have did and what movements she have led. We just want to act like we can walk into it from the network of what she have did. That's the point we're trying to put on this top part of the Saturday. So, Brother Yaga, if you hear that word called feminist, if I can hit that red. What does that word mean? We can get a little bit more out of that word.
From the feminist. Feminism is a range of social movements, political movements, ideologies, aimed to define and establish the political, economic, personal, social equality of the sexes.
Oh, so it's a social equality of the sexes. So she led a feminist movement for the equality of the sexes, and the sexes is the woman. She was leading the way for the women to have more say so.
White.
Can we conclude with that? We can say she led a movement for the woman to have more say so. That was she led. And this Stein's woman, and I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm gonna pull up one more I need somebody else. Pull it up. And see now, what is his name? Then we'll start getting at this a little bit later. If somebody else I want to be pulled up and see what did he do. And we'll just bag out. But somebody else I want to find out what they do. And when we do more information on her, that's going to be great. But somebody else, I'm looking for an article or something that somebody else did with somebody. I just want to read what they did and with who. So let me see if I can find that article. Can I find that article? Somebody else, I want to find out the article from they did. And I can't. And I'm kind of blowing it right now. So I guess I got to come back with that a little bit later. So it's another article. I'm always running into things. Something. So I got to bypass that article, but I will bring that article out a little bit later about something else, another article that I got, and I did take a look. Yeah, okay, maybe this might be it. Look up and tell me, what did this guy do right here? His name is, they call him, this is rap. Rap video or rap artist, I don't know. His name is, help me out there, brother Yakda Israel, too. His name is LINYACHEY and BHADBHABIE. I want to know what did they do? They was, It's a hip-hop group, and they is over in a club called LOX Club, a dating app. Can you tell me what did they do? Can anybody tell me what did they do? LINYACHEY. What did they do? I need to know what did they do. These is the black hip hoppers, and they started a club or part of a club called a LOX Club. It's a dating app. I need to know, what did they do? What did they do? I need to know what did they do? What did they do? There. I need to know what did they do? See, we never rehearse nothing. We always bring things, you know, at random, but we always get all type of things. What you got there, Brother Yakda Israel?
Read, expose. Read. Of Lil Yachty and Bahati joining forces with Agent Adam Kruger.
So they joined forces with who?
Adam Kruger.
Okay, good. And what happened next?
Investment through a dollar millionaire investment.
So they joined forces with this guy named Adam Kruger or something like that. Go ahead.
Adam Kruger.
Okay.
A dollar million.
No, that's 1 million. They invested 1 million.
Oh, okay.
They invested what?
Invested 1 million investment for the app, which is geared toward Jewish people. The ridiculous high standard variety reports.
So these rappers, these black rap groupers, they invested $1 million into a Jewish movement. You mean you couldn't invest that money off into anything that looked like you, women's shelter or anything? You put $1 million investment into what the Jewish people got going on. Because they've been told that the Jewish people is God's people. And anytime you bless Jewish people, you blessing God and his people. Yeah. So you see, And that's the same thing. We got these two things on the table that we got to deal with. What mindset we choose to invest $1 million into the Jewish movement and all the people that look like you got a lot of problems, they had all types of problems. You couldn't invest that money with Voices of a Jew Israelite. We could have put it in better interest than what he just got to doing. But this is the mindset of our leaders. So when we get to tying in that guy and Gloria up later on, once we get, we all do the research. I mean, I've done the research, but I wanted to come out like I haven't done anything, like we walked up into it. Once we find out more information, and then we'll find out the mindset of these people. But remember, to get to the kingdom, we'll read one more time there, Israel, but to get to the kingdom, this is how to get to the kingdom that you're looking for in 2 Ezra 1 through 8. Now, take it 1 through 11, and we'll get out the way and bring in and get a closer statement. We'll look at 1 through 13, and we'll get out the way of 2 Ezra 7. But to get to this kingdom that we all looking to get to, we're going to read the blueprint according to 2 Ezra 7, 1 through 13. And we'll leave it like that. We'll get at this another time once we get the big dignitaries and start drop a little research down for them, then we can go a little further. So we'll leave it like that. How about 2 Ezra chapter 7, 1 through 13? What did it say that, Sister G. Israel?
2 Ezra chapter 1.
Second
Ezra chapter 7, verse 1 through what?
13.
Okay. Second Ezra chapter 1, 7, verse 1 through 13. Second Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the angel which had been sent unto me the night before. 2. And he said unto me, Up, Ezra, and hear the words that I am come to tell you. 3. And I said, Speak on, my Yahweh. Then said he unto me, The sea is set in a wide place, that it might be deep and great. 4. But put the case, the entrance were narrow and like a river. 5. Who then could go into the sea to look upon it and to rule it, if he went not through the narrow? How could he come into the broad? 6. There is also another thing. A city is builded and set upon a broad field and is full of all good things. 7. The entrance thereof is narrow and is set in a dangerous place to fall, like as if there were a fire on the right hand and on the left a deep water. 8. And one only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could but one man go there at once. 9. if this city now were given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set afore it, how shall he receive this inheritance? 10. And I said, it is so, Yahuwah. Then said he unto me, Even so also is Israel's portion. 11. Because for their sakes I made the world, and when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. 12. Then were the entrances of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. They are but few and evil, full of perils and very painful. 13. For the entrances of the elder world were wide and sure, and brought immortal fruit.
Mm-hmm. So what we learn out of that? That means that we're going to get into this kingdom, this other world, and man must understand his role, and he must understand that this thing was created for the 12 tribes of Israel, not the Jewish people. And the 12 tribes of Israel have to know for you to get off into this kingdom, this other world. Man was created to lead the way and to lead his family in. He must lead the way first. That's the way to get to the next kingdom. Not a feminist movement. It is based upon the rules and regulations in the Bible. Man must lead the way. Only partner man have is with Yahuwah. So that is the story line that we're going to take care of next week on how to get to the kingdom. It's not through a feminist movement. It's through man understanding his role in Yahuwah. And he must lead the way with no one on side of him, because if anybody on side of him, they're going to fall into the fire or the water. But if they behind him, they will get to what he is already and got to. But we'll leave that like that. Put the G Israel. How about the closing statement behind that? Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seed Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah.
Hallelujah, wah. All right. We're going to bring the elder in and he'll get him, bring his broadcast, and we'll come out here. We'll come right on in Camp 1 and get something going on. So the book is already laid out, so we found, so the elder finally have made it to the room. So we bring the elder in, elder Mr. Tilson, and we're going to gauge the accounting of the room and everything else. So, elder Mr. Tilson, what you got to say on the top part of the Saturday that Yahuwah have gave you come on?
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast. We know we have quite a few people that have came in, but we do apologize for being late in the broadcast. It seems like even people in our family, we have to work with them in an excruciating amount to get them to focus their mind on a narrow conversation of only having one way to go, narrow enough for one man, as the seer was just mentioning. It's surprising to find out if somebody is studying Israel, they have to go to more than one camp. I asked them, I say, who do you think the God is of this whole world, the Yahuwah of this world? And they mentioned, oh, Yahuwah. I said, well, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and see if this can lead you in a righteous way. I say, because if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I think it's verse 14, you know, you will see how Satan conceals himself as a Men is the spirit of light, and so does his followers. But anyway, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4, it says, in whom the Yahweh of this world had blinded the minds of them which believed not, least the light of the glorious government of Yahweh the Son, who is in the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them. Well, after I gave him that verse and another verse in 2 Corinthians 11:14, he did what we usually say, cast the word behind his back and walked away. So I guess we had to catch him at another time. But anyway, you members that came to hear the word of Yahweh, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we open is Monday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar we have for you. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail of Scripture when they come, what they're all about, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers and click the red live button as soon as this appears, and this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses also for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of a program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays, which is today. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Jaguar Radio Live. Look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcasts on BroadTalk, we're also on PalTalk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Jaguar True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics on the table will be either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. For you to follow these righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. Questions off topic can be answered directly by Elder Tibbs. If any broadcast ends before time, if our broadcast ends before time, teaching will actually continue on Pal Talk. But remember, today is another day where we're learning Yahuwah's word, and nothing exchanged except those that come for Yahuwah's word, those that commend it, only following by those casting the same words we hear behind their back, just wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible, like I heard earlier today. Taking these meanings and the verse another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers. Don't forget the deceptive listener. That's the guy that's flipping the pages to look like he's paying attention. But when you call him to speak, he's completely lost. This is clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever even says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. So to find out what our continued possibilities will be, keep your Bibles open. Be sure to take notes. Pass our program back to our seer Israel. Keep my Bible open too. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right. Thanks again, Eliel, and we appreciate that. So we look forward to hearing what you know, but right now we're going to get off into camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is already ready to go. So get something going on. How far is the Sabbath day? So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahshua Israel, Yahshua be with you there, see royal.
God bless you, see Israel, I see you royal. Hallelujah, Yahshua.
Hallelujah, Yahshua. All right. You on the clock, come on.
All right, we're in the top part of Yahshua, seventh day, and even though it's been a long day, we're still moving. I be moving slow, but we're still moving.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
But just to give my disclaimer for tonight, this is Yahuwah doing. There's marvelous in our eyes. See that they are trying to reestablish the American society. They're trying to get back to things as normal, but so the Yahuwah got something to say about all that, get back to normal things. We know that we are in the day when Yahuwah said that he is going to see what he said he's going to do to Babylon. Let me get that in Isaiah. What did Yahuwah say about the daughter of Babylon? Mother, he Israel, she royal. In front of Isaiah 47. Let's peep at that right quick. Before we even get some loot. Let's see. Because they are trying to stabilize things, get back to normal. The children, they are losing their minds. And they need to get out and get some fresh air and all that good stuff is going on. So they're trying to reestablish, bring back things as if everything is back to normal. But let's see how Yahuwah, what do you say you're going to do to the daughter of Babylon, mother, the Israel in Isaiah 47. Let's look at verse number 1. Look at that 1 through 5. And if we got 10 any left. Well, the Israel zero.
Epiphanius,
Antiochus the king,
son of
and Yahya's the king, who had been
hostage.
The hostage at Rome. And
he reigned
at Rome, and he reigned in the
137 years.
In the 137 years of for the kingdom of
Esau. Rooted word Greek, right?
Kingdom, polluted word, Esau, polluted word Greek.
Let's see what move they made here, mother, in verse number 41. Verse number 41, what move they made?
Verse 41.
Mm-hmm.
As having been...
Verse 41.
Moreover, King
Antiochus wrote what?
Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom
that what?
That all should be one people.
Well, he said all, that when they came up with the phrase, all men are created equal, right? That all men should be one people, right? So we find out that they all put crowns upon their heads. That means that they would sit in rulership, right? Go back to Isaiah 47, Mother Eve. Isaiah 47. And let's peep at verse number 1 again. Then we can dive into this Isaiah 47, 1 and pull out the meat of the Israel of C.E. Russ. Pull the meat off the bone, Mother Eve.
Yes.
Come now and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon.
And now Yahweh, come down and sit in the dust, right? And now he made a statement to Israel, our mother dear Israel, about their position.
Mm-hmm.
It might give us an insight to what he's trying to say to Esau and his five sons here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 5. Let's get the first sentence of 2 there, Mother. Yes, Israel, to see you, Roy. Revelation 2, verse 5.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember, therefore, from when thou art fallen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we need. He said, look here. Remember, therefore, from which you fall.
Mm-hmm.
So Esau and his five sons came down
mm-hmm.
from rulership. Now they're sitting in dust, right?
Your son, Brother Yahshua, Israel.
Well, we ain't going too far down this road.
Your son now, I got to have it.
Let's look at, we ain't going too far. I just struck me some fierce. They trying to get to, as they call it, normalized things in the great USA.
Right.
Everybody like everything is okie-dokie right here.
Everything okie-dokie right now.
Yeah. But Yahweh got something to say about all that okie-dokie stuff. What do you say, Mother?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Israel, Zero, Isaiah 47, verse 1. What do you got to say to the five sons of Esau? Let's make sure Mother's weak. That we are calling that one right. Who is the Babylon that Yahweh referring to? Because we know Nebuchadnezzar, the Medes and Persians put him, took over behind him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we know that he's talking about back in the day, isn't it? Let's see who he referred to here, Mother Z, in Psalm 137. Who is this Babylon that he's talking about in Isaiah? The book of Psalm 137, verse number 7 and 8. Mother Z Israel, C. Roy. Psalm 137, verse number 7 and 8. Who is this Babylon? Let's see if we don't point, Mother Z.
Enlighten them, Brother Yahshua, Israel. Enlighten them now.
Psalm
137,
verse
7 and 8.
Psalm 137. Verse 7 and 8.
Yes, ma'am. verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, O Yahweh, the children, family of Edom.
He said, now remember the family of Edom. Now, who is the family of Edom, Mother Lee? That we can read about. What is this word Edom? Where it come from?
Mm-hmm.
Who is we referring to here?
That we can read.
Who is the family of Edom? Who is Yahweh referring to here?
That we can read. That we can read.
Let's go to Genesis 36. Brother D.F. Israel, let's see you right. Genesis 36. Let's look at verse number 1 and verse number 8. Genesis 36, verse 1 and verse 8. Mother D.F. Israel, let's see you right.
Genesis 36,
verses
1 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the generation of Esau, who is Edom.
Well, we see the word Edom. It's talking about the five sons of Esau, right?
Yes.
Verse number 8.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus dwell Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom.
So Esau got as many bywords as we got.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he got it by all kinds of names, yeah. But let's go back to that Psalm. Mother Zeke's River, C. Royal. Psalm 136, verse 7. So now we got a line who is the family of Edom, right? That sounds like Esau and his five boys, right? Psalm 137, 7 and 8. Mother Z is real, C is right.
Psalm
137,
verse 7 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Edom polluted for Esau and his five sons.
Mm-hmm.
In the day of Yada Judah,
the kingdom, go ahead.
Who said?
What they say?
Raise it.
Mm-hmm.
Raise it.
Great.
Even to the foundation thereof.
And tag down to the foundation, right?
Right.
And now that's the rest of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mother Israel, Leroy, let's see what Esau is really working with here. But to us, when he left. Psalms 11, verse 10. Mother Israel, see right. What is he really trying to say there? What foundation is he talking about here, Mother Israel, see right? Psalm 11, verse number 3. Yes, ma'am. Verse number 3.
Psalms 11, verse
3. Mm-hmm.
If the foundation be destroyed.
Now you say if your foundation be destroyed, what about it?
What can the righteous do?
He said, what can the one with the Torah instruction, what can they do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So Esau said, raise it, and he gave it to the foundation there, all right?
That was safe.
Verse number 8, Psalm 137, verse 8. Mother Z is going to see what we're working with. Who is this daughter of Babylon, Mother Z?
Psalm 137, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8. O daughter of Babylon.
Now we know who he's talking to here, right?
You're right.
That's why I got a message for the daughter of Babylon. We find out the daughter of Babylon is none other than the five sons of Esau, right?
That's right.
What did he say to the daughter of Babylon? Who are what?
Who are to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Happy shall he be.
Great.
That rewarded thee as
thus has served.
As thus has served us.
He said, now happy is he going to be that rewards you.
Mm-hmm.
That have served us.
Yeah.
Now they served us up real good, didn't they?
Real good.
I mean, they got us going and coming, ain't that right?
That's right.
But we found out that the daughter of Esau, the daughter of Babylon is none other than the five sons of Esau, Mother. Yahweh said, I got a special message just for the daughter of Babylon, right?
Special message.
Isaiah 47, 1, 2, 5, drop down 10 and 11. What do you got to say here, cuz? I mean, they was like never would die around here. I mean, they were just having a hunky-dory good time.
Mm-hmm.
Things is back to normal. That's what he's talking about the world is saying, right?
That's right.
Isaiah 47, 1, 2, 5, 10 and 11. Mother Israel, see
right.
Yes, ma'am.
Come down and sit in the dust.
He said, leave your high horse, right? And get down here in the dust, right? Go ahead, virgin daughter of Babylon.
Of Babylon.
Go ahead.
Sit on the ground.
He said, now, what he say he going to be at? Sit on the ground. You remember what he said to Israel, right? About the ground, right? Let's see if I can pull that out. Let's go get us a Luke 12:12, buddy, before we go any further here. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Mother Israel, see, Roy, what are we working with? Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. I'll be with you, Brother Micaiah Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah, Father. Look at Luke 12:12. Before we go any further, Mother, we need some Luke 12:12 on the table.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you owe to faith.
And we have built teaching you right. We believe that. We hang out meet you on that fact that in that very same hour, right, that God would teach you what you ought to say. Now, he made a statement to Israel about a ground statement, Mother Dear Israel. Let's see if we can pull it out in the book of Luke. He said something to Israel about the ground. Starting in Luke chapter 19, Mother D.F. Israel, see you, right? Let's see what he referred to when he mentioned the ground in his statement here, Mother D.F. Luke chapter 19, speaking of that verse number 41 through 44. Look at Luke chapter 19, 41 through 44, Mother D.F. Israel, see you, right?
Luke chapter 19, verse 41 through 44.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 41.
Yes, ma'am.
And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it.
Mm-hmm.
42.
Yes, ma'am.
And if thou hadst known even thou at least in this your day, the things which belong unto your people.
Mm-hmm.
But now they are hid from thine eyes.
Where we are.
43.
Mm-hmm.
For the day shall come upon you that thine enemy shall cast a trench about you,
mm-hmm.
and compass you around and keep you in on every side.
Verse 44.
44.
Yes, ma'am.
And shall lay you even with the ground.
He said you're going to be laid what?
Even
with the ground, right? And your what?
And your children within you. And they shall not leave it. Leave in you one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of your visitation.
So Yahweh referred, made a reference to this state of being on the ground to the southern kingdom of Israel, right? Come back to that Isaiah 47, verse number 1, Mother E. Israel of B. Roy. Isaiah 47, verse 1. Look at Isaiah 47, verse number 1. Mother E. Israel of B. Roy, what are we working with here?
Look at Isaiah, that's 47, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Come down and sit in the dust over the door of Babylon. Sit on the ground.
Go ahead.
There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans.
Mm-hmm.
For thus shall no
Verse number two. Yes, ma'am.
Take the millstone.
He said, take the millstone and what?
And grind the meal.
Grind meal. Go ahead.
Uncover the lock.
Mm-hmm.
And make bare the knees.
Great.
Uncover the
eye. Mm-hmm.
Pass over the river.
Verse number three.
Verse three.
Yes, ma'am.
The nakedness shall be uncovered.
He said, look here. Your nakedness, right?
Right.
It's going to be what?
Uncovered.
It's going to be uncovered. Go ahead.
Yay. Your shame.
Good.
I will take vengeance,
mm.
and I will meet thee as a man.
So y'all are saying, look here. We got a day of vengeance, right?
Right.
He said that when I show up, you remember how you whooped me the first time, right?
Right.
Ain't going to be none of that going on.
I will not meet you as a man.
None of that going to be going on.
Hallelujah. Well.
Verse number four, come on.
Verse four.
Mm-hmm.
It's for our Redeemer.
Now, who is our Redeemer? Who is our Redeemer? What's his name, Mother E?
It's for our Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
The Yahweh, the Son of Moses.
Go ahead.
Is his name.
Yahweh, the Son is his name. That's our Redeemer, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
The righteous one of Israel.
Verse number five, what do you
Verse
say?
Five. This. The
Father. He said, since you fire. Now, when you tell somebody to not open their mouth, now you will to power, ain't you?
Hallelujah, Father.
Don't even open your mouth.
Now, who else he told
keep his mouth closed for a while? Who else was told him? That's how this is.
And don't you move.
Who else he told to keep your mouth shut?
Let me go
for a period of while. Let's see, when you tie these two together in one boat. Let's put them together and wrap them up in one box.
Bible study class, top part of Saturday.
Where did he make a statement about don't even open your mouth for a while?
And then not move.
Who did he make that statement to?
That we can read.
Mm-hmm.
Bible study class, top part of Saturday. What can we read from it? And you better not move. Y'all be saying you better not even move.
Then we can tie these statements in and make it make sense there.
Come on, somebody clap.
Brother Makai in Israel, before we get there, let's run to the book of Ezra, chapter 8, I believe I'm looking for. Run to the book of Ezra, chapter 8. Yeah, EZRA, the regular book. Ezra. Chapter 8. Brother Makai Israel, see you right. Let me see if I'm working this thing real good here. Where's the Ezra, chapter 8? Well, Nehemiah, my back. I knew it was one or the other. Nehemiah, chapter 8. Brother Makai Israel, see you right here. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2, verse number 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, Brother Makai Israel of Seroy, verse 1 and 2, verse number 8.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate.
Uh-huh.
And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the Torah instructions of Moses.
So the people say, Ezra, go get that book, right? Come on,
that book. Which Yahweh had commanded to Israel.
Verse 2. Yes, sir.
And Ezra, the priest, brought the Torah instructions before the congregation,
mm-hmm.
both of men and women.
So you got men and women in the congregation, right?
Yahweh.
You mean the women ain't got to sit on one side and the men on the other?
Yes.
Go ahead, read up.
And all that could hear with understanding, and all they can hear with understanding,
mm-hmm.
upon the first day of the seventh month.
So what's going down on the first day of the seventh month? What's happening here? What is they gathering for here on the first day of the seventh month?
What's going on on the first day of the seventh month? What's going on, we can read?
What they gather for on the first day of the seventh month?
That we can read.
On the DF Israel Roy, let's write the numbers right quick. Let's see if we can help it out down the road. The book of Numbers, chapter 10. And let's look at verse number. Numbers chapter 10, let's read 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mother DF Israel is here, Roy. Number 10, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yes, ma'am. Numbers chapter 10, 1 through 4.
Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Then what?
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
If you two trumpets of silver of the whole people shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camp.
Verse number 3. Yes, ma'am.
And when thou shalt blow them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And if thou blow but with one trumpet,
yeah,
then the prince which are heads of thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto you.
So they are doing some gathering here on the first day of the 7th month. So what's going down?
Doing some gathering.
The trumpet been them blue and they gathering, right?
Doing some gathering.
What's going on here?
What's going on here? We can read. They're doing some gathering now.
It should be clockwork.
But that's why we got a lot of teachers do it. It's going to be some gathering now. That's powerful word there, y'all. Gathering.
What's going on here in this first day of the 7th month?
But otherwise, they wasn't gathering by peeping out the door or peeping out the window. They had to gather where? Where did they gather at? That we can read. You had to get to the temple. That's what you had to do to gather. You didn't just peep out. You don't peep out the window. To gather.
All right, what are we waiting with? I'm going to sit on it until somebody preaches that. I got to pull me out.
Come on, the gathering now. We can read some gathering in that? The word we're looking for is gathering. That's what y'all are looking for, the gathering. What that mean, gathering? I know what it don't mean. Brother Makai, let me get one in there, bro. Y'all got here, bro. Under Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. It don't mean this in 12, verse 3. What it say in 12, verse 3? Please act it out of regular book 12, verse 3.
Book of
Ecclesiastes,
chapter 12, verse 3.
What it say?
Verse 3.
What it say?
In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble.
The day when they're going to tremble.
And a strong man shall bow themselves.
And the strong man going to bow themselves.
And the grinders.
And the grinders.
Seek because they are few.
And the grind, all that you thought you was doing,
yes,
has came to nothing. Go ahead.
And those that look out of the window.
Those that look out the what?
Out the window.
What's going to happen to them?
Be dark.
It's going to be dark. That means Satan's going to have you in grand style. You said you just come to the network, and you keeping the Sabbath day. That is not so according to the Bible. You only fooling yourself. You got to gather to keep the Sabbath day. You got to gather. Now, let's bring up the gathering. Come on now. Can't look out the window and say, well, I'm keeping the Sabbath day. No, you are not. That's contrary to the Bible. You got to gather to keep the Sabbath day.
What are we working with around here? Anybody that pulled out what's going on? What they gathering together on?
Yes.
What they working with? Now, this says that all the people gather themselves together, right?
How many work?
All the people.
All the people gather.
But what they gathered in here for on the first day of the 7th month? What they doing here? What's going on in Israel here?
Well, let me throw another priest up in that mother of Israel on this gathering. Let's run to the 13th chapter of Acts. Let's see Acts 13 of Acts on this gathering. 1344, Mother T of Israel. Let's talk about this gathering right here.
Acts chapter
13,
verse
44. Uh-huh. And read.
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together.
To do what?
Together.
To do what?
To hear the word of Yahweh.
To hear the word of Yahweh. All right, brother, Yahweh Israel. That was all about the gathering.
What working with around here? What's going down on the first day of the 7th month?
That we can read.
What's going on around Israel here?
That we can read.
Find the Leviticus chapter 23. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you right. The Leviticus 23. Let's keep at verse number 23, 24. Let's see what happens on the first day of the 7th month. What's going on? Go down on the first day of the 7th month, Brother Micaiah.
Now,
we read in Numbers that he told Moses to get him some trumpets going. Trying to give y'all a clue there. Come on, Brother Micaiah, what's going on?
Look at the chapter
23,
verse 24. 23
and 24, what's going on?
Chapter 23, verse 23 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
23. Yes, man. Yes, sir.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
Yahweh spake to his man, right? Yahweh. Verse 24, what did he say?
Verse
24.
Mm-hmm. Speak unto the children of Israel.
So this has the message get down to the children of Israel, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Say
what?
In the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a righteous gathering.
So he said that in the seventh month, the first day is what?
Sabbath.
What is it called?
First day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath.
What is it called?
The
memorial of what?
The memorial of blowing of the trumpet.
The memorial of the blowing of the trumpet is on the way, ain't that right?
Hallelujah, Bob.
First day of the 7th month. And what they do in verse 8? How they break it down in verse 8, Brother Micaiah? Nehemiah 8, verse 1. Nehemiah 8, verse 8. Nehemiah 8, verse 8.
Nehemiah. Chapter 8, verse 8. Verse 8 reads.
Mm-hmm.
So they read in the book in the Torah instruction of Yahweh distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the read.
That's the way it's supposed to go down, right? You got to call them to understand the read.
I got a precept on that, Mother E. I got a precept on that, Mother E. Let's go through the Romans, and let's go through the Romans, and look at the 27th chapter. And I got a precept. I got some 27, and pick up the verse 8. So I caused him to hear it distinctly, right? What's that supposed to mean in 27 verse 8? Backed up with Mother Z in Habakkuk chapter 2. Come on, that Mother E. What's going on with that Mother E?
We're
on
chapter 27,
verse 8,
3.
Uh-huh.
And I shall write upon the solemn
yes.
words of this sermon.
What kind of way?
Very plain.
What kind of way?
Very plain.
So whoever teaches has to make sure he delivers the word of teaching. What kind of way?
Very plain.
Very plain. That's why we try to always make sure everybody can follow along when we bring out certain things where everybody can read together and we are found on what we read. That's how you do it, very plainly. Now, Mother Z, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says what?
Habakkuk 2:2.
And the Yahweh answered me and said,
write the vision.
Write the vision. And make it plain.
And make it look out
of lane? Plain. 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 Go ahead.
Upon the table.
Yeah.
That he may run that read it.
That means when one do read it, it wants to hear it. They got to do what? They got to run. They got to get it going on.
Yeah.
That's the brother y'all got to hear, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Run back to that. So we found out that about to jump off on the seventh day of the first day of the seventh month, right? It's called a memorial of the blowing of the trumpet. Now we was in that Isaiah 47, Mother E. We were stuck, right? We were looking for Yahweh told the daughter of Babylon to shut his mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for a precept. Who else did he make a statement like that to?
That's right.
Who else did he tell to shut up for a while?
And you better not move your mouth. Who he said that to that we can read? Who he said that to that small G up there? We see what we supposed to look for. Come on with it. Come on with it. What is that we talking about that he said, and bet not a evil mood, they bet not say nothing.
Verse 7:5. Sit thou silent. Remember that statement?
Oh.
Come back and read that again. Isaiah 47, verse 5, Mother. Israel, Seroy, Isaiah 47, verse 5. Then we can refresh our, we can bring it back to our memory. Isaiah 47, verse 5, Mother Israel, Seroy.
Isaiah 47, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans.
Yeah, well, I made two statements in that. He said, get sick, fighting, and get into some darkness, right? I mean, that's a rough sound, that. When you precept. But let's see if we can pull up that first part. What else did he tell us to shut up?
Shut up.
Just like that. You know, y'all what? When he say shut up, he means shut up, right?
Yeah, who he said that we can read, say, he said that to? Who did he say that we can read? That we can read. That's not such up. That we can read. Come on, Mother D. You know you are.
Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. What do it say?
What does it say?
It says, Exodus chapter 11, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
But against any of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between Egypt, Ham, and Israel.
Right. The African man is a different man than the Israelite man. So when they call you African, you are a different man than the African man. Yahweh is different. It's not in color. It's in mindset. 11, verse 7. That was 11, 7 there, Mother E. Exodus 11, 7.
He made up different. It wasn't color. It was in the mind.
So when Yahweh took them out of Egypt, he told them to shut their mouth, right? Now, who else did he make that statement to? Can we get a third witness?
Let's get a third witness in there.
Who else did he make that statement to? Shut up. Who else did he tell to shut up around here? So when he took down Mizraim, Egypt, right? He told them to keep their mouth shut, right?
What he said about y'all got Israel?
Now, who else he make that statement to shut up for a while?
Shut up for a while.
Who else he make that statement to?
Shut up.
How about some revelation? Brother Micaiah, Israel, and Senior Rook. How about Revelation 20? Let's see what's going on there. Revelation 20. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what we're working with here. Brother Micaiah, Israel, City Royal. Revelation 20. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what he says.
Book of Revelation. Chapter 20, verse 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
And I saw a ministering spirit come down from heaven.
So he said, I saw a ministering spirit come down from heaven doing what?
Having the key of the bottomless pit,
mm-hmm.
and a great chain in his hand.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
And he laid hold on the dragon,
mm-hmm.
that old serpent,
yeah.
which is the devil,
yeah.
and Satan,
yeah.
and bound him 1,000 years.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Whatever he do.
And cast him into the bottomless pit,
yeah.
and shut him up,
mm-hmm.
and set him a seal upon him.
Mm-hmm. Set a seal upon him, Dad.
That he should deceive the nation no more
mm-hmm.
till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a little season.
So he told Satan to be quiet for how long?
1,000 years.
Seal on it. You better not move or run your mouth for 1,000 years.
So back to that Isaiah 47, verse 5. Verse 10 and 11, and we move on down the road. I didn't want to get too deep off of today.
You're doing that. Give us a moment.
It just crossed my eyes for a minute there.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 47, what did he say about the daughter of Babylon? Verse 5. 10 and 11, mother, E. Israel, and C. Royal.
Yeah,
47,
verse 5, 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, Father, and get into darkness. Sit down, Father,
mm-hmm.
and get into darkness.
Get you into darkness?
O daughter of the Caribbean.
Go ahead.
For thus shall no more be called the lady of the kingdom.
He said, look at you ain't gonna be Miss Rock. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna be the lady of kingdoms, right?
Okay.
Verse number 10, what's going on?
Thou hast trusted in thy wickedness.
He said, look here. We read in the book of 1 Maccabees that when he came into power, evil was multiplying on the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you not trusted in your wickedness. Go ahead.
Thus hast said, no see me.
Nobody see me. Oh, hold on now. Don't nobody see you. Hold that point. Let's go to the book of, see if I can pull it out in Sirach.
Mm-hmm.
23:19, something like that.
That's right.
Yep, let me see what I'm working with here.
That's right.
23, verse number 19, Mother D.F. Israel, let's see if he got eyes peeping on him. Mother D.F. Israel, let's see, Roy. Sirach 23, verse 19.
Such a man only fears the eyes of man.
Yes.
And knoweth not that the eyes of Yahweh are 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
So the eyes of Yahweh peeping day and night, right?
Wow.
First book of Enoch 20, verse 1. Brother Micaiah, you got that book? First book of Enoch 20, verse 1. Let's see what the eyes of Yahweh do.
Verse Enoch 20, verse 1.
So he said that Ivy Yahweh 10,000 times brighter than the sun, right?
Yes.
Verse Enoch 20, verse number 1. Mother Z.
The book of Verse Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1.
Yes, man.
20, verse those 1. Two men.
Verse Enoch 20, verse number 1. Put it out, Mother Z.
No, I mean,
put it out there. Verse Enoch 20, verse 1.
Verse Enoch, chapter 20,
verse 1. Yes, ma'am.
These are the names of the righteous men of sincerity.
What's their job?
Who watch?
All they do is stand on the post and watch, right? Keep the eyes on everything that go down, right?
I got some on that, Modi, while you're there. Why don't you, Rebecca 1:13, the reason why they watching, because Yahweh's what? Rebecca 1:13. Why is they watching? Every move you make. Rebecca 1:13, what it say? Rebecca 1:13. Rebecca, chapter 1, verse 13. Why is the ministry of just watching every move you make? Rebecca 1:13.
Thou art
pure eyes. Yes. To
deal evil.
Right.
And cannot look on
sin. So, otherwise, he ain't peeping at you when you low down. He gets a report from the mental spirit. So, he's not looking at you at all. He ain't thinking about you because he cannot look upon you when you're a transgressor. So, all that conversation you have with him. He said, no, it don't work like that now with the book open. But when you transgress in Yahweh's business, he don't even look at you. He wait for a report from the member first who watch. That's the brother Yahweh is there.
Hallelujah. So, did we pull out everything we need there? All right, let's go back to that Isaiah 47. And let's get out of here right quick for the heat.
Isaiah 47:10-11.
Yes, ma'am.
But I have trusted in thy wickedness. I have said,
yeah, what?
None see me.
Well, we know, Yahweh got somebody see me, right?
Right.
Yeah, every move you make, go ahead. Hold that for us. Mother Z is real to you, Roy. Let's see what's going on here. First in the book of Malachi 3. Mother Z is real to you, Roy. Malachi chapter 3. Let's see what's going on, what Yahweh know that we should know. Malachi 3, verse 15. Mother Z is real to you, Roy. Malachi 3, verse 15. Malachi 3. Verse 15, Mother Z is great.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And now we call the
proud.
Now we call the proud happy.
Yea,
they that worketh weakness.
They that work wickedness. What about?
Sit up.
They are what?
Sit up.
Good. Yea.
They that tempt Yahweh
even delivered, right?
Even delivered.
Mother D.F. Israel, see you, Roy. Let's write to Job. Let's to see what else is going on. He said, they ain't set up. They say they ain't nobody peeping on them Yahuwah way down the road on them. Ain't that right? Let's see what's going on here, Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Job. Let's see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Job. Mother D.F. Israel, the statement in Job, let me see if I can write it down. Now, Job made a statement that will fit right in, right about now, until I can find what I'm really looking for. Let's write to Job 34, Mother D.F., let's pick it up at 29. To 31. Job chapter 34, 29 to 31. Mother D.F. Israel, see you, Rose.
Job chapter
34, 29 to 31.
Job chapter 34, 29 to 31.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
When he gave quietness, who then can make trouble?
Mm.
And when he hid his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only. Verse 30. If the hypocrite reigneth not, lest the people be ensnared.
Mm.
31.
Yes, ma'am.
Surely it is meet to be said unto Yahuwah, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend anymore.
They said that Yahuwah can take down a nation or an individual.
That's right.
Whichever way he want to go, right?
He can make it quiet or loud. He can make it quiet or he can make it loud.
Brother Micaiah Israel, Job 21, verse 30, and verse 31. What else is where you at? So he said that the wicked are set up, right? Job 21, 30, and 31.
Job chapter. Verse 30 and 31.
Yes, sir.
Verse 30. Uh-huh. He said, the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction.
So he said, the wicked are reserved to the day of what?
Destruction.
Destruction, go ahead.
They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath.
They're going to be brought forth to what?
The day of wrath.
Verse 31, come on.
Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
Who should declare his way to his face?
So Yahweh ain't going to be, he said, I'm right.
And who shall repay him what he has done?
So Yahweh got a reward for you.
The wicked.
That's what you have done. And who is that to play that role of the wicked that we can read about?
Call that last person out there, Brother Micaiah, you got to read.
The book of Job chapter 21, last verse is 31.
21, 31. Now he said the wicked, otherwise the wicked, he got something really coming. And it's not being drafted in, huh? At the end of it, huh?
So who playing that role?
Who playing that role we can read?
Who y'all gonna say, you gonna be my wicked? Who is that?
Who been set up to be the wicked that we can read?
That's right, you I give y'all a little send up a boost.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can take it in on in from there.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 16. Mother of the Israel C. Royal. Proverbs 16. And let's keep at verse number... what I'm looking for. Verse number 4.
Warm up there, brother.
Proverbs 16.
Warm up,
verse 4.
Warm up,
brother.
Proverbs
chapter 16, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
The Yahuwah has made all things for himself.
Go ahead.
Yea. Even the wicked for the day of evil.
So he said Yahweh even made the wicked, right?
For what reason that was evil?
For the day of evil.
Oh.
For the day of evil.
So the wicked is not to be drafted in anywhere, huh? He was made for the day of evil.
Yes,
Hallelujah, boy. All right. So who is that that we can put a name on it? Who had that rope? All right, Mother Dear, bring it on. What you working with?
Malachi 1:4.
Let's put a name on the wicked.
Malachi 1:4.
Whereas Edom, Esau,
said.
What did he say?
We are in promise.
We in promise. Go ahead.
But we will return and build the desolate place.
So they begin to be rebuilding in about the 14th century, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been building ever since, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Thus says Yahweh of hosts. They shall build.
Mm-hmm. They're going to build.
But I will throw down.
But Yahweh said he's going to do what?
Throw down.
He said, I'm going to throw it right back in their face, right? Go ahead.
And they shall call them,
them.
The borders of wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
They call it what?
The borders of wickedness.
He said them. Not just him. Them.
That's right.
Them.
The borders of wickedness,
mm-hmm.
and the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
Oh, the people. That's a them.
Yes.
Esau
and his son. So we find out who played that role, and Esau said, you know, I fed to the deep.
Yeah.
I don't leave no stone unturned, right?
I got something.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 20. I got something. Backed up with Mother Z in Psalm 17:13. Yeah, Isaiah 14:20. Backed up with Mother Z in 17:13. And Mother E, and we'll close with get out a quick hit in there by going to 27 chapters and put a name on exactly what's going on without saying anything. The Bible is talking. I meet you in 27 chapters of the book of Genesis for a name. Come on, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 14:20.
Isn't good.
Verse 20.
What it say?
Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial.
And so you will not be
joined with them in burial.
You will not be with them in burial. That's all we get out of it.
Because you have destroyed your land.
You have destroyed what?
Your land.
You're destroying your land.
And slain your people.
And you are slain your people.
The seed of evildoers.
The seed of who?
Evildoers.
Uh-huh.
Shall never be renowned.
So the seed of evildoers will never be renowned. The seed of evildoers cannot be drafted in.
Mm-hmm.
They will never be renowned. I don't care how much you see, whatever they do for you. Now I got to preach up that. Run over to the Proverbs, and Brother Yacht got read a little bit earlier. See, what we got on that, that's why we got to hear the book. In the book of Proverbs there, Brother Micaiah, it makes a profound statement, although even that good sister, she done all that, the good white woman done all that good stuff, and causing confliction back in the 60s. But I don't care what you do, according to Proverbs, although whatever you decide to do, what do you got written that we can read? What is it, in the 11th chapter? What do you got written in the 11th chapter, verse 21? Brother Micaiah, you bring it out. Proverbs 11:21. What do you got written?
Well, the Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21.
Listen good.
21.
What does it say?
So hands joining hands.
You know, everybody joining hands. You know, the freedom march. Everybody got their hands tied into each other.
The wicked shall not be unpunished.
But the wicked Esau, his five sons, the white man and white woman, would not be what?
Unpunished.
They would not be unpunished. Go ahead.
But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
You see that? But the seed of what we read in 14 verse 20, now come back and read 14 20 again. So the seed of the righteous is going to be delivered, right? So who is this in 14 20 then? Come on, Brother McCaddy.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 20.
Listen to that.
Verse 20.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt not be joined with them.
So thou shalt not be joined with them.
In burial.
In burial.
Because thou hast destroyed your land.
You have destroyed thy land. You have destroyed everybody's land. Go ahead.
And slain your people.
And you will slain everybody's people. Go ahead.
The seed of evildoers.
Oh, so there go another seed. This is the seed of evildoers that's doing this. Go ahead.
Should never be renounced.
And you will never be renounced. So read down a little bit more. And verse 24, maybe 21 and 24 will tell a little bit more information.
Verse 21. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 21. Prepare slaughter for his children.
Oh, prepare slaughter for his children.
For the iniquity of their fathers.
Oh, for what their fathers did.
Yeah.
So you mean that whatever their fathers did, somebody got to pay for it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read.
That they do not rise nor possess the land.
So once you be taken down this time, that's the end of it. When you be taken down this time, that's why the more you learn this Bible, and the way the wicked is coming down is by you applying to what's written in this Bible. Once they go down this time, that's the end of it. It will be no more rise again for the white man and the white woman. Once they take it out this time. That choir be lying that one. Let's go to Psalms 17:13. Come on there, Moses. See, once we clear about understanding this Bible, the next time, the next ruler will be you. But all the way you're going to rule, you must apply to what's written in the Bible. Until you apply to what's written to the Bible, whoever ruling will remain ruling. Until you apply to what's written in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
You got to know the plan and how you got into this trouble and how to get it out of it, but through the Bible. You must find out through the Bible. Come on there, Moses.
Psalms chapter
17,
verse 13. Yes.
Yeah.
Verse 13. Arise, O Yahweh,
and disappoint him.
Arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul self from the wicked, with which is the sword.
So the wicked is the sword man.
Yeah.
Come on up, Mother E. Let's go to 27th chapter. The book called Genesis to find out who is the sword man, which is also the wicked. The wicked can be read in the Bible and Genesis 27, verse 38 and 39, and Moses of Israel, wrap it up, and Ezekiel. So the wicked can be read in your Bible, although he joined hand in hand with you, although you lay down and look at him and get up and see him. But Yahweh got a something preserved for the wicked in the Bible. That's what they tell you. Stay out the Bible. Let's talk with no Bible.
Yeah. Have a state of
taste. Yeah. Well, let's talk about it with no Bible. No, let's talk about it with the Bible open. Come on, Moses.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 37. Genesis
chapter 27,
verses 38 and 39.
Okay.
Verse
38.
And Esau said unto his father.
Have thou
but one blessing?
All you got is one blessing, my father?
Bless me, he for me also.
Oh, uh-huh.
My father. And he saw riches of his blood and wealth.
And he started crying. He started crying. Go ahead.
Verse 39. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him.
What did he say?
Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
He said, Esau, your dwelling is going to be the fatness of the left. Of the earth. Whatever the fatness is, that's where you and your people's gonna be at.
And of the dew of heaven from above.
Uh-huh. And
you are father.
Yeah, yeah, give me a note.
And by your sword,
that would mean thou by that by your sword. So that's how Esau gonna live. He's gonna sell every deal by the what? The sword. He will not legally do anything with you. He's selling everything by the sword. That's how Esau and his five sons live. Both of Israel. Ezekiel 35. Pick up at verse number 4. And take it down to verse 7. Listen good. Now, verse 8. 4 through 8. That's the brother Yahweh Israel. So listen good. So you must understand this. Remember we read over there in 2nd Ezra chapter 7? The only way you're going to get into the kingdom, the man must know his position. He must lead the way. And his wife, children must be behind him. Because if these two on his left side, they're going to fall into the water. If they be on his right side, they're going to fall into the fire. So that means you got to understand he's the absolute ruler to get his family into the kingdom by leading the way up front. That's what he means by the second Ezra. You got to lead the way, your family, to the kingdom. Your wife, your kids cannot walk on your side. They're going to fall into the water or they're going to fall into the fire. They must be behind you. And you got to lead them in and then they come behind you to get into the everlasting kingdom. Come on, 35.
Ezekiel 35.
4-8. Listen good.
Ezekiel 35:4-8.
Listen good.
Verse 4. I will lay your cities waste.
I'm going to lay your cities to waste.
And thou shalt be desolate.
And you're going to be desolate.
And thou shalt know.
What you going to know?
That I am Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5.
Let's find out why.
Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred.
You had a what kind of hatred?
Perpetual hatred.
For who?
And has shed the blood of the children of Israel.
Oh, so whoever you is, you have shed the blood of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
By what?
By the force of the sword.
And you always been a sword man. You yes. Fulfilled prophecy in the 27th chapter. You is a sword man.
Yes.
How you sell a thing, you sell it everything by the sword. That's yes. How you operate. From prophecy. Go ahead.
In the time of their calamity, in the time that their sins had an end.
And when their sin had an end, you still found a way to put a sword on them. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
Therefore, as I live.
Therefore, as I live.
Says Yahweh.
What are you going to do?
I will prepare you unto blood.
Oh, I'm going to prepare you for blood, each of the five sons.
And blood shall pursue you.
And I'm going to have blood to pursue you, Esau and the five sons.
Since thou hast not hated blood.
Since you don't hate blood, and you love to eat blood. You love some blood. Go ahead.
Even blood shall pursue you.
That's how you going down by the bloodshed. Go ahead.
Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate.
And just as Mount Seir is a homeland for Esau and his five sons. their homeland is not America, is not Europe, is not Israel. Their homeland is Mount Seir. Down the road of people, Israel. That is their homeland. They is not from Europe. Bad people. They is not from America. Bad people.
And they're not from the
Caucasus Mountains. And they're not from the Caucasus Mountains. They're not from Israel. They is not from there. We got to teach. You are from Mount Seir. Look on your map and see where they're from. They're from a mountain range down the road of peace.
Yeah.
That's where they're from. Go ahead and read.
And cut off from summit.
And you're going to be cut off.
Him that pursues out, and him that returns.
So, you love blood, and that's how you gonna go down, Mount Seir. Mount Seir is the homeland of Esau, his five sons. The white man and the white woman got a homeland. And it's not Europe. It's not America. It's not 1948. Your homeland is down the road of peace in the mountain range of Mount Seir. Look on any map, and that's where their homeland is. And if he don't catch you in your homeland, you will be destroyed. And if you join in with them by holding their hands, you're going to be destroyed too.
Yeah.
Back to Mother Yahshua Israel.
She's real. Yeah, boy. Wrong. All right. Who else we can mess with tonight? Who else we can go to Ezekiel? See who else needs to mess with Mother Israel, see, right? Let's see Ezekiel 25. He said 1, 2, and 3.
looking at Genesis chapter 19. Look at Genesis 19, Mother Z, Israel, Z, Roy. Let's pick up verse number 30. Let's read to 38. Genesis chapter 19, verse 30. 38, Mother Z, Israel, Z, Roy. See where they originated from, Mother Z, the Ammonites. Because Yahweh got a message for the Ammonites too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 19. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy. Let's get to the house to the crux of the matter, Mother Z. Let's look at 36 through 38 so we can keep it moving. 36 through 38. Let's put them out. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 19, verse 36 through 38.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Thus was both the daughter of Lot with children by their father.
So Lot's daughter was with child by Lot, right?
Right.
And who was Lot? What stock he come out of? Abraham's nephew, right?
Right, right.
He didn't come out of the stock of Israel. Come out of the lineage of Shem, right? Out of the Shem's boy, Arphaxad, right? So Lot was Abraham's nephew. So he said both the daughters of Lot was with child by their father. Come on, verse 37.
Uh-huh. And the firstborn bare a son.
And the firstborn bare a son and did what?
And called his name Ammon.
Called his name who?
Called his name Moab.
Who is Moab?
Chinese.
We got to be straight to the point. We can't be playing the guessing game.
That's right.
First father was Moab, right?
That's right.
Moab, the same as who?
The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day.
Verse 38. Mm-hmm.
And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name
Benjamin. That's a famous name, right?
Right.
Benjamin.
The same is the father of the children of Amos.
And that brother delivered the name himself Benjamin.
So Amon is the father of who? Was Amon the father? Japanese, right? So Amon is the father of the Japanese, right? Moab is the father of the Chinese. So let's see, Mother, what kind of message Yahweh got for Amon right here. Ezekiel 25, 1, 2, 3, 6 through 8, 12 through 17. Or the Israel Sea Royal. What message Yahweh got for Chinese and Japanese?
Mm-hmm. That we can read.
Mm-hmm. Read 1, 2, 3, 6 through 8. And Brother Micaiah, you pick it up at 12 through 17. Ezekiel 25, 1, 2, 3, 6 through 8. Mother Israel, see you, Russell.
Ezekiel
25,
verse 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
1. Yes, ma'am.
The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying,
say what?
Son of man. Set thy face against the Ammonites. The Moabites.
Ammonites.
The Japanese.
Japanese, go ahead.
Prophesy against them.
He said prophesy against them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 3. Where did Yahweh? tell that Japanese money.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And say unto the Japanese,
mm-hmm.
Timon, and they
he then
say it.
Shall fall by the sword.
He said the same thing that you've been sticking with, gonna be stuck with, you're gonna be stuck with, right? Verse 14, come on.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I will lay my vengeance upon Esau and his five sons.
Go ahead.
By the hand of my people Israel.
What you mean? By who gonna get a lick?
Israel.
See, you know, one, I take it.
See, one of the greatest mysteries of this Bible is all about Esau and Jacob. That whose name was changed to Israel, whatever. But this is the whole Bible's about. When you read this Bible, you read about the story of Esau and Jacob. Well, it all is getting into and tells you about everybody else. Read that off of Micaiah 50 verse 7 of Jeremiah. See, we think this Bible is a religious Bible in their mind. No, this Bible is about Esau and Jacob. The rise and fall of Esau and Jacob is turning back to where he's supposed to be in the beginning, and all the other nations. 50 verse 7.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 7.
Listen good.
Verse 7. And let me see, all that found them have devoured them.
So how many nations are guilty?
All.
Every nation is guilty. Every nation that found you have worked you over. Come on.
And their adversary said, we offend not.
Yes.
Because they had sinned against Yahweh.
Everybody know what you all did but you. Everybody know why you in bad shape but you. You still looking for an answer to that one I say. You have sinned against Yahweh. Go ahead.
The habitations of justice.
Go ahead.
Even Yahweh.
Even Yahweh.
The hope of their father.
The only way you coming back is through the hope of your father. Your father got to tell you where you have, where you were at and where you fell from. Now read that real quick there, Mother Z, 2 verse 5. Mother Yahweh read it earlier back to Mother Yahweh. 2 verse 5 of Revelation. See, that's why we have to come. And that's why it's so important to gather to understand this thing. So listen to verse 5. It was read earlier today.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
What was read earlier today?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore from which thou art fallen.
See, you got to remember that you have fell from a position. You got to remember that. Go ahead. And on the way back, you got to do what?
Repent.
You got to repent.
And do the first work.
And the first work is the agreement that you made in Exodus chapter 19. All that you say we going to do is be obedient. All that good stuff you want to say, you got to repent. Come on.
Or else I will come unto you quickly. And we'll remove thou candlestick.
The candlestick is your light of knowledge. It has been removed. And that's why Yahweh restored it back to you through the voice of the true life. We trying to restore back the knowledge where you have failed from and repent and come back and do the first work. The first work is what we read in EZRA and Nehemiah 8:1. Keep the Sabbath day. Gather together, O children, in Zephaniah 2:1, not desire. You can't do it the way you want to do it. You got to do it the way the Bible did it. They all came when they heard the shofar blow. They left where they was at, and they got down the tip of that. That's the brother got down here.
Hallelujah. Wow. All right. Brother Micaiah Israel, let's finish that 14 through 17, and we'll be out.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verses 14 to 17.
Yes, sir.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I will lay my vengeance upon Esau and his five sons.
Yes.
By the hand of my people Israel.
Yes.
And they shall do in Esau and his five sons according to my anger.
Yes.
And according to my fury.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall know my vengeance, says Yahweh.
The king.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
Thus says Yahweh, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge.
He said, now the Philistines, who is that?
Ham.
Ham. They have dealt by what?
By vengeance.
By vengeance. Let's see, what did Ham do, Brother Micaiah? Let's see if we can read. What did he, how did he put his hand in the cookie jar? Let's write to the book of Joel. Let's see what Ham did among the Israel. Joel chapter 3. Let's pick it up at verse number 3. 3 through 6. Mother Z is going to see what it is. Let's see how Ham stuck his hand in the cookie jar. Joel 3. 3 through 6. Mother Z is going to see what how did Ham stick his hand in the cookie jar? What kind of, how did he say, I'm going to get back at you, Israel. What did he do, Mother Z? Yahweh tell you the whole story, right?
That's right.
He don't leave nothing for chance. He tell it all. He said, I ain't leave nothing for chance. Joel 3. 3 through 6. Mother Z is going to see you, Roy.
Joel. Chapter 3, verse 3 through 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And thus has...
And they have what?
And they have cast lots for my people.
He said, now they cast lots for my people. Go ahead and do what?
And have given a boy for a harlot,
mm-hmm.
and sold a girl for wine.
Good.
That they may drink.
Verse number 4, come up.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Yea. And
what have you?
And yea. And what have you to do with me, O Tyree and Sidon?
Now, Tyree and Sidon, those are the offsprings of Ham, right?
Yeah.
So we got Ham. He said, what you got to do with me, O Ham? Mike, what you got to do with this thing? Go ahead.
And all
the coast of who?
And all the coast of Philistine.
All the coast of Palestine. Now, you know who they call the Palestinians over there. You know who they call the Palestinians. Right?
Yeah.
So, Ham and old Palestinians. So-called Arabs, right? He said, now, what you got to do with this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Will you do what?
Will you render me a recompense?
He said, look here, you're going to pay me back?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And if he render me...
And if you recompense me...
Mm-hmm.
And if he convince me...
Recompense.
Okay. If he recompense me swiftly and speedily...
Go ahead.
I will return your recompense upon your own head.
Now, listen to this, Carlos. You know they say all the gold and the diamonds are over there in Africa. Ain't that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see where they got it from, Mother Z. Verse number 5. Come on.
Verse 5.
What did Mother Z?
Because he have taken my silver and my gold.
Go ahead.
Has carried into your temple.
Go ahead.
My goodly
pleasant
things.
Verse 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
The children family also of Yada Judah's kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and the children of the family of Yada Judah,
Northern kingdom, family of Yada Judah, and the family of Israel. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Go ahead. What did they do?
Have he sold unto the Grecians?
Who was that? He said, the family of Yahdai and the family of Israel you sold to the five sons of Esau, right?
Yes.
Go ahead. That you might what?
That you might remove them.
Remove them what?
Remove them far from thy border.
So Ham put his hand in the mix too, right?
Yeah, well.
Brother Micaiah, 26:15-17. 25.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verse
16 through 17. Yes, sir.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Because the Philistines have come, have dwelt by revenge.
By revenge, go ahead.
And have taken vengeance with a despiteful mind.
Go ahead.
To destroy it for the old hatred.
You mean Ephraim, the only one that hates you? Verse 16, come on.
Old hatred.
Come on, come on, come on.
Therefore, thus says Yahweh.
What did he say?
Behold, I will stretch out my hand upon the Philistines' half son, and I will cut off the cherubim and destroy the remnant of the seacoast.
Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Yes, sir.
And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebuke.
Go ahead.
And they shall know that I am Yahweh,
when
I shall lay my vengeance upon them.
So Yahweh has got a message for the 17 nations, right? Yeah. And on that note, we're going to bring back in the seal. Seal Israel and see Roy by saying, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. We might want to get a little bit, let's sound a little bit more. From the Micah 18, chapter 1 through 8. The book of Ezekiel, mother of D.F. Israel, give me 9 through 17. Mother Z, give me 18 down to verse number 19. And Mother Z, give me 20 down to verse 32. And we see what time we got left by that. We want to be quiet and listen to that book. We're going to sum all this up. It's real good coming out of the 18th chapter. We're going to sum this up. Now, everybody got it? Let's get going. Come on.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Verse 1. The word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, verse 2. What mean you that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Verse 3, as I live, said Yahweh, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Verse 4, behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Verse 5, but if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, verse 6, and have not eaten upon the mountain, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the family of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have come near to a mistress woman, verse 7, and have not oppressed any, but have restored to the debtor his pledge, has fought none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment. Verse 8, he that has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increase, that has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, has executed true judgment between man and man. Verse 9, I walked in my
Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 9 to 17. Verse 9. Has walked in my statutes and has kept my judgment to deal truly. He is just. He shall surely live, says Yahweh. Verse 10. If he beget a son that is a robber, a share of blood, and that who is the likeness of any one of these things, verse 11, and that who is not any of those duties, but even has eaten up on the mountain and defiled his neighbor's wife, verse 12, has oppressed the poor and needy, has fallen by violence, has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idol has committed abomination. 13. Has given forth upon usury and has taken increase. Shall he then live? He shall not live. He has done all those abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. 14. Now, if he beget a son that sees all his father's sins, which he has done, and consider, and do it not such like his sins, that has not eaten upon the mountain, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the families of Israel, and has not defiled his neighbor's wife, in sin, and even has oppressed sin, has not withholding the flesh, neither has fall by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the nakedness with the garment by the sin. And has taken off his sin from the poor, that has not received usury nor increase, has executed my judgment, has walked in my statutes. He shall not die for the sins of his father. He shall surely live.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to comment on any of that, but he wanted to get this out here on this tape right here, talk about the Saturday. So he's saying, we got rules and regulations how to make it. Monique, come on,
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18, as for his father, because he kept
cruelly
oppressed for his brother by violence and did that which is not good among his people.
Right. Among his people, he's talking good.
Lo, even he shall die in his iniquity sin.
Now, Ezekiel is bringing this message back to the children of Israel. The rules and regulations pertaining to your brother of Israel, he said. Come on.
Verse 19. Yea, said he, why do not the son bear the iniquity of the father when the son has done that which is lawful and righteous and have kept all my statutes and have done them, he shall surely live.
So now, remember we read earlier in the 14th chapter, that applies for the other nations. They don't have to pay for their father because they have reaped the benefit of their father. See, that's the difference we make right here. So you ain't got to pay for your father. If you do right, you ain't got to pay. But that's what Yahweh is showing you, is double jeopardy. So he can tell, he calls the way he want to call it.
Yeah.
See, you ain't got to pay. You already paid enough of your father's already. All you got to do now is come on back to the agreement.
Right.
But they have profited off the agreement and made no never mind and kept it going on. That's why they going to have to pay for what they did.
Oh, yeah.
But you can come out of it by reversing what you're doing with the other nation.
Yes.
That's what he's telling you. Come on. Come on, M.O.Z. No, you were reading up down to how many, what you going down to?
You tell me to.
Take them down to verse 23, and mother, you're going to take it from 24 to 32. Take it straight down to 23. Take them down to 23.
Verse 20. The soul that sinneth is, The soul that sinneth, it shall die.
The soul that transgress against me, that's the soul gonna die. The one that sinned against me, that's the one gonna die.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Son shall not bear the iniquity committed for sin of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity committed for sin of the Son. The righteousness of the righteousness shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Verse 21. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and righteous, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Let me show you what he's really saying on that brother Kai. Back up to Romans chapter 9. Hold where you at, put the finger where you're at, my mother. And listen to what he says in Romans chapter 9, verse 17, 18. Let us break it down what he says. Romans chapter 9, 17 and 18.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for his same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Right.
Verse 18. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hearten.
So he let you know what. I don't have to answer to why I do what I do. I ain't got to answer to nobody on what I do what I do. I ain't got to explain nothing. And that same thing he's trying to tell man today, you ain't got to explain what you do when you know what you're doing Yahweh's business. That's the point he's making. I don't have to answer why I do what I do. You just follow what's my lead. And that's what he's saying. And we're going to take care of that a little bit later. Our problem is we got to have all these questions answered. Why this and why that? No. Follow the leader. You get to the kingdom. If you walk on the side of the king of the leader, you're going to fall into the power of the world. But if you follow, you'll get to the same place you're going to. That's the greatest mystery, but we'll talk about that later. Going back, Mosey.
Chapter 18, verse 22.
Right.
All his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be. Mentioned unto him in his righteousness that he has done, he shall live.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked shall die, said the Yahweh, and not that he should return from his ways and live.
But what he's saying, the Yahweh is trying to let you know that the program of the Father is excellent song. Once you understand that the program, it cannot be reversed. What he got written, when he came down and played the role that he had to play out of that Bible, he didn't have to explain anything to anybody on the role to be played. The Father had already got an excellent song. That's why he said in 7:16, this doctrine is not mine. So the only way we're going to get to the kingdom, we must find out what is the proper way to get it, and that's being the follower of what he told them to follow him. Same thing about the family. We got to learn the proper way to get to where we got to get to. and that being silence to the leader. And that's what we got to bring out in the later elections to come to get to the same place. More than Mother Z, Mother E, 24. Listen, God.
Verse 24. But when the righteous turn away from the righteousness.
So when the righteous turn away from his wife.
And commit sin.
Yes.
And do it according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth.
And you will do the same thing the wicked man doeth.
Shall he live?
You say he live? Well, let me preach up there. Come on, Brother Mackay. Run to Ephesians 4:23 on that. Let me preach up that one verse. Then we'll get back to that. Ephesians 4:23.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 23.
Listen good.
Verse 23. He be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's all that verse saying. Read it again, Daniel.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
So you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So you got to understand something, because what you did yesterday, you don't get no credit for yesterday. That's why every broadcast, not what we did yesterday, it's this broadcast. The next is coming forward. You can't just get no pat on the back for previous what you did. You got to keep moving forward in Yahweh. You got to learn more of what he's saying moving forward. It ain't no how much time I put in to your left. That don't mean anything to Yahweh. It's how he catch you, like the music of Carol. Come on now, Mother Eve.
All his righteousness that he has done will not be mentioned.
It won't even be mentioned. Everything you have did, it will not be mentioned.
And he'll just say,
go ahead.
That he has transgressed, and in his sin, that he has sinned, and then just, he died.
Great.
Verse 25. Yes, he says, the way of the Yahweh is not equal.
Hey, now you're going to say, hey, Yahweh, your ways ain't equal. That ain't right, what the way you just said that. Go ahead.
Hear now, O Yahweh. Hear now, O family of
Israel. So this message is for us, not the other 17 nations. Go ahead.
Is not my ways equal?
He said, my ways is equal.
Are not my ways unequal?
Your ways, you got to put a flop in it. You make a decision because somebody might start crying. You make a, all right. But Yahweh, he don't roll like that. Go ahead.
When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits sin and dies in them for his iniquitous sin that he had done, that he died,
that's himself.
Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he has committed.
Now, in this case, Moses said, what wicked are you talking about? Go to book 1 Maccabees 1:11. What wicked are you talking about in 1 Maccabees 1:11? What wicked are you talking about in 1:11? See, everything, it always, when you see the word wicked, it always means somebody that looks like somebody. No, not all the time. Sometimes wicked can be Malachi 1:11. Who's that? Maccabees 1:11.
1 Maccabees
1:11.
Chapter 1, verse 11.
Yeah.
In those days went there out of Israel wicked men.
There you go right there. So you got wicked Israelites. You got to recognize wicked Israelites too. Not also recognize a wicked Esau. You got to recognize wicked Israelites also.
Right.
Come on back, Mother E.
Okay.
So now, what wicked are we talking about now, Mother Eve? What wicked are we talking about right now? The wickedness of Israel. That's the wicked we're talking about right now. So by the time we see the word wicked, we automatically think it's Esau and his five sons. But in this case, the wicked is who?
Israel.
Go ahead.
That he has committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his life a lie.
Right.
Verse 28. Because he considered and turned away from all his transgressions,
right,
that he has committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Right.
29. Yet says the family of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not evil.
Mm-hmm.
O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal?
These are your ways, O family of Israel. Your ways is not equal. Go ahead.
Verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you.
I will judge you, O family of Israel. Go ahead.
O family of Israel, everyone according to his faith.
Now hold that point. Now how is he going to judge you? Back up to Micaiah 20 verse 4 of Ezekiel. How is he going to judge you? He said, I'm going to judge you, O family of Israel. Ezekiel 20 verse 4. How are you going to do it?
Look at Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 4.
Listen.
Verse 4. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them?
Yes.
Cause them to know the abomination.
So who's supposed to judge now to cause them to know their abomination? The son of man, that's the seer, and he's supposed to contact the elders, and the elders take it to the father, and the father take it to the mother, and the mother take it to the children. That's how it works today. Go back there, Moses.
O family of Israel, everyone according to his way, said to Yahweh, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions.
Right. Your sin.
So your sin shall not be your ruin.
You see, your sin can be your ruin if you continue. Go ahead. What verse is that? 31. All right. Read 32 now. All right, 31.
Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new mind,
mm-hmm,
and a new spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For why will you die,
yes,
family of Israel?
Go ahead.
32. For I have no pleasure in the death of him,
right,
that died,
right,
that the Yahweh.
What?
Wherefore, turn you yourself and live you.
Why should you die, family of Israel? And on that note, over the family of Yahweh, God of Israel for the close. Let's not
find out. All right, we're going to get ready to close out the top part of Yahweh 7 days. We're going to bring in our mother E. Israel, and see you right here. Friends, for your clothes, Mother E. Israel.
Right. Come up for the lesson, the flag, and break down one for the people, and for the brothers, and for the sisters, and for the mothers. And I'm going to read this young,
Yeah.
he was faithful. Verse 16, verse 16. And the prince of M-E-S-T-E-M-A, came and said before Yahweh, behold, Abraham loved Isaac, his son, and he delighted in him before all things. If did him, offer him as a burnt offering on the altar, and thus we'll see if he will do this commandment. Then God will know if he is faithful in everything wherein thus has tried him. Verse 17. And Yahweh knew that Abraham was faithful in all his afflictions, for he had tried him to his country and with family, and had tried him with the wealth of kings, and had tried him again to his wife when she was torn from him, and will be circumcised, and had tried him to Hagar, his maid servant. When he sent them away, verse 18, and in everything wherein he had tried him, he found him faithful, and his soul was not in body, and he was not slow to act, but he was faithful and a lover of Yahweh.
Hate all the work of iniquity, sin,
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right, Brother Makai, Brother C. Roy, and Mr. Cover, Brother.
Yahweh. In the honor and glory to Heavenly Father, Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son. Thank you, Yahweh the Son, for another day. Another day to be able to see the top of the status. Thank you, Yahweh the Son, for blessing us to use this ministry spirit to give his word to the fifth, to share with the elders, to share with the family of Israel. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders and for the teachers of the family of Israel. Brother, the teacher Yadav, teacher to Israel. Thank you, Yahweh, for his teachers. I also want to thank Yahweh for the mothers, brothers and sisters that attend the classes. Thank you, Yahweh, the son, for my lovely wife and daughter and the daughter to be. Thank you, Yahweh, for strengthening our family and bringing them in one day to be part of the class and keep the Sabbath day faithful. I thank you, Yahweh, for strengthening me too as well to become strong and become more bold in his word and allow his word to start penetrating my mind more and more. I thank you, Yahweh, for more I hear, I just ask Yahweh to give me strength to do it. I also want to thank Yahweh for such a ability for us, his children, this way to be able to read today in our time, because now we know and understand what we should be doing as a family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank Yahweh for that as well. I want to close out with Book of Psalms, chapter 119. Book of Psalms, chapter 119, in verse 33 and in verse 40. The book of Psalms 119, verse 33. Teach me, O